Unrest and violence continue in Turkey. On Saturday night, a suicide bomb tore through a wedding ceremony in the city of Gaziantep, killing more than 50 people and injuring nearly 70. Many of the victims were children. The attack came as guests poured into a densely crowded street, and it left the walls marked with blood and burn marks. Officials have found remnants of a detonated suicide vest at the bomb site. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. This devastating incident comes just months after a failed coup attempt to take over President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's government, and just 2 months after bombings at Ataturk Airport left 44 people dead. Joining us now is Saner Çayapte, director of the Turkish Research Program at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Welcome back to The Takeaway.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
We've seen reports that the suicide bomber in this case was between 12 and 14 years old. How does that devastating news affect how Turkish people internalize the violence that's going on now?
Unfortunately, and that breaks my heart, things in Turkey will probably get worse before they get better. And I think where it will get worse is going to be more ISIS attacks. In my view, ISIS has used the lull in the aftermath of the failed coup plot to smuggle a large number of operatives into Turkey. And they were anticipating that with the U.S. push to take cities such as Raqqa and Mosul from them in Iraq and Syria, they would soon be squeezed out of their country. So my hunch is that ISIS will be moving operations to more symbolically significant countries such as secular Western democratic Turkey. So Turkey being next door, of course, to Syria. I think, unfortunately, that they used the stalemate in the aftermath of the coup to smuggle operatives. And some of these guys are now apparently going online. So that's really devastating news.
You say an ISIS attack. Is that an educated opinion or is there confirmation of that?
That's an educated opinion and almost a confirmation. And I can tell you that ISIS will probably never take responsibility for this attack. It has never taken responsibility for past attacks in Turkey. And it does not take responsibility for attacks in Muslim-majority countries. Unlike in the U.S., where ISIS likes to claim responsibility because this is how it gets crazy recruits joined the group, in Muslim countries it doesn't do so because it purports to represent Muslims. So it would be offensive to Muslims if the group came out and claim responsibility for the attacks. And what it does instead is it creates an air of fog and nebulous political environment. By not taking responsibility, ISIS then hopes that the societal polarization in those countries will be triggered and groups will start blaming each other for the attacks. And in Turkey, of course, this was an attack on a Kurdish bombing. So expect the Kurds to start blaming the government for not protecting them and expect the government for blaming them for blaming them. And I think that is exactly what ISIS is after. It is after polarizing Turkey further. It will not take responsibility for this attack.
Now, there's an ongoing rivalry between ethnic Kurds in Turkey and the government. Of course, that's a very old rivalry. There are Kurdish factions in Syria and in Iraq that are important in the battle against ISIS in those countries. So you're suggesting that ISIS is trying to inject itself into the Kurdish part of this debate and sow even more dissension there.
That's the other part of the bad news, that the war in Syria now risks being imported into Turkey. There's a war in Syria between Kurds, Syrian Kurdish party called Party for Democratic Unity, PYD, and ISIS there, as well as in Iraq where the Kurds are fighting ISIS. There is a Kurdish community in Turkey also, and some of these Kurds are sympathetic to the political achievements of the Kurds in Syria especially, and there are links between those groups inside Turkey, the Kurdish groups, and inside Syria. Now, I think this is ISIS's way of importing Syria's battle into Turkey. The Kurd on ISIS dynamic is being imported into Turkey, where ISIS is targeting Kurds inside Turkey. So unfortunately, this is a fallback of Turkey's activist policy in Syria, where Turkey has tried so far in vain to oust the Assad regime, but it has also exposed the country to risks coming from Syria. And one of these is that Turkey now risks becoming a battleground for ISIS versus Kurdish battle.
As bad as that is, what is the opportunity here? Does ISIS risk in some way unifying the Kurds in Turkey and the Turkish government if it's mounting and helping to mount attacks inside of Turkey?
If the Turkish government and the Kurds in the country stop blaming each other and unify that this is an attack on the country and its institutions and its entire citizenry, I think that will be an opportunity. But the first signs of that, as I was watching the media this morning, that the Kurdish groups in Turkey and parties are blaming the government, and this is exactly what ISIS wants to achieve. There's also a part of quote-unquote domestic baseball here. It is that Turkey was just about to launch an attack from inside Turkey, next door into Syria to capture a couple of towns that were in ISIS hands. And I think this is also ISIS retaliating against the Turkish government, saying, do not come close to my areas in Syria. I will hurt you very badly. And I think there is a risk here that ISIS could carry out further attacks in Turkey, unfortunately, because they have used Turkish territory in the last few years to smuggle recruits and fighters in Turkey. They know the weaknesses of the Turkish system. And on top of it, it's my analytical hunch that they have used the stalemate in the aftermath of the failed coup to smuggle a whole bunch of operatives and maybe even leaders into Turkey. So unfortunately, especially southern Turkey, close to the Syrian border, perhaps not the large cities, could soon become targets for further ISIS attacks coming up, as the group also wants to create splits there between the government and the Kurds.
On the other hand, I wonder if Recep Erdogan has additional motivation to show toughness, to maybe mount these attacks that you're talking about in Syria, given the fact that he's just faced a coup attempt. He may want to show strength and unity on the Turkish side.
That's correct. The Turkish military is paralyzed. It has lost nearly 30 to 40% of its top brass and generals who are implicated in the coup plot. Not the entire military participated, but large enough portions of it did that. The military has lost large amounts of skill, talent from its skill pool, as well as its top brass. So Turkish military is in no form or shape to launch a full-scale invasion of Syria to punish ISIS. And the group knows that. And that leaves Turkey more reliant on the United States, on NATO, both to protect itself against ISIS and threats from Syria, as well as to work with the U.S. to take out this group more actively inside Syria.
New attacks inside Turkey. Many analysts, including Soner Çayapte, believe ISIS is responsible. He's director of the Turkish Research Program at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Thanks a lot, Soner.
Thank you.